continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. The professional basketball season is still weeks off, but one of the most visible building projects in Milwaukee has people thinking about basketball year-round.
The new arena for the Milwaukee Bucks has been under construction for more than a year. It is due to open in time for next season, but people involved in the project say that the significance of the new arena is about more than a place for pro athletes to play basketball.
They say the arena has created a new sense of innovation and collaboration among a diverse group of people, companies, and organizations in Milwaukee. This afternoon, a group of women with ties to the new arena will discuss these kinds of partnerships.
We're joined by Alicia Dupes, the Vice President of Corporate Social Responsibility for the Milwaukee Bucks, and by Sandy Wysocki, the Board Chair of Milwaukee Women Incorporated. Let me say welcome to both of you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks to be here.
Alicia, you are not literally building the arena that's going up down the street from here, but can you talk about what your position with the Bucks entails and the opportunity that the new arena presents?
Sure. So when the new ownership took over, one of the first things that they wanted to do was make sure that we were able to proactively and strategically continue Senator Cole's legacy of philanthropy. And with the new arena, we have been blessed with many, many terrific corporate partners, really from day one, who are interested in giving back well beyond the 30 acres that we might, you know, consider as the arena district. We have partners such as Johnson Controls, who is squarely focused on the Milwaukee Neighborhood Initiative. And we just recently opened a brand new multi-sport complex at MPS's Browning Elementary School and the Silver Spring Neighborhood Center. And that was really part of their overall founding partner role with the arena. But it's obviously not happening in what we would consider the traditional arena boundaries.
Right. That seems to be the amazing thing about this story, is that there's this new building going up, but the impact that we're talking about goes well beyond the literal building.
Yeah. I think that, you know, originally we looked at construction jobs, right? I mean, that was something that from day one, there needed to be collaboration and innovation between the public and private, because there was public funding, of course, involved in the arena. And so we looked at construction jobs, and then we started to look at end-use jobs. But we also looked at, you know, the ripple effect. Where else can we invest? Because at the end of the day, we want to, you know, we want our legacy, and really the owners want their legacy to be well beyond the bricks and mortar of the new arena, or even everything that will occur, you know, sort of as a ripple effect right outside the arena.
Right. So I guess the question is, how does this atmosphere of collaboration and these partnerships continue after the arena is finished and basketball games are played there, and it just has become, you know, another piece of the Milwaukee landscape?
Yeah, I think that, you know, collaboration has been important since literally day one, right? Before we knew where the arena was going to go, before we knew what the funding mechanisms were going to be. And so I don't see that there will be any change after the new arena opens, particularly because our partners, our corporate partners that we are working with in the new arena, are really like-minded. And so many of the corporate partnership deals contractually, and I don't think, you know, the contractual part should be what drives the conversation as much as understanding that we have like-minded partners. So if, you know, another like-minded partner in addition to Johnson Controls would be Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin. So when, you know, Kathy Jacobson very, very early on was talking with Peter about the opportunity with our new Sports Science Center, it was beyond the Sports Science Center on 6th and McKinley. And, you know, what kept her and what keeps her awake at night is the healthcare talent pipeline. And so together we looked at ways that we could solve Frederick's healthcare talent pipeline program through this partnership. And through that, we opened a brand new health science laboratory at Carman High School of Science and Technology on the northwest side in Milwaukee's Choice neighborhood. And one of the really unique elements there, and this was driven by Kathy and her vision, was they wanted to look beyond just the students attending Carman High School of Science and Technology, but also look at the low-income adults in that Choice neighborhood to get them on a career pathway to family-sustaining wages. And so that partnership, you know, is going to continue for years. And so it's much beyond the arena.
Presumably, though, the building of the arena presents this great, you know, sort of golden window of opportunity to make these things happen and start up.
Yes. I mean, in terms of forging new partnerships,
right.
Absolutely. And each of these partnerships has, you know, four components to it. So you have an iconic asset. You have marketing and media impressions. You have a hospitality piece. But each of them will have this community impact and investment. And so through that, yes, that, you know, this has provided the catalyst or the impetus, but it will, you know, it will reap the benefits for years to come.
Sandy, I want to bring you into the conversation. Why is it so important to share this story, and how does it apply beyond just talking about the Bucks?
It's really a remarkable story that's unprecedented in our city. We really want to share. So there is an event this evening that will it's being sponsored, co-sponsored by three of the women's groups in our town, Tempo Milwaukee, Professional Dimensions, and Milwaukee Women, Inc. And it's really the third year that there's been an event of this type focusing on innovation. But really, this is telling this remarkable story.
Talk about the other piece here, the piece that involves the fact that it's women that are making these partnerships happen.
Well, and that is the story that we are going to be hearing. And it really, as I said, in the role that Leisha has played, the role that Kathy Jacobson has played, and others on the panel, Danielle Bergner has done some remarkable work in facilitating the process. Those are the stories that we want to hear. Those are the stories we want to share. And we're bringing Milwaukee's women together to hear that story.
Is there something women bring to the table when it comes to this that I don't want to say that these partnerships wouldn't have happened if we had been necessarily talking about men in all of these roles? But do you notice is there something specific to, I'll say it, your gender?
Well, I'd like to think that we're savvy problem solvers and perhaps more intuitively want to trust and move things forward. And so, you know, perhaps that's specific to our gender. But I do think that the entire district and what we're doing here is very unique in that, you know, construction, predominantly, you know, a male-dominated industry. Even engineering and architecture is a, you know, traditionally male-dominated industry. Sports, traditionally male-dominated industry. So we've had a really unique and great opportunity to serve as role models to, you know, those that are younger than us in our own organizations, or even students throughout the community. I mean, just on Tuesday this week, we had 18 students as part of MPS's Bradley Tech Turns program on site, full day immersion, working with the architects and working with the builder, Mortenson Construction, and four of those 18 were young women. And so being able to serve as a role model, as they walked through that arena and looked around and saw the number of women, you know, carpenters, laborers, foremen, we have a superintendent out there that's a woman superintendent. Those, you know, seeing those women in those jobs in real life is very inspirational and gives these young women I think just kind of a view of what could be for them.
Is there a bigger message about the importance of partnerships like this that you hope people will get that extends beyond just understanding how it applies to the Bucks and everything that's, you know, surrounding the new arena? I mean, it's sort of a, I guess, what would you hope that people leave this event, this Thursday event, with after they hear this story?
Well, I think that there is, you know, and maybe selfishly, but I think that there's a palpable change or vibe that, you know, we collectively as a city are starting to see that we can advance things, we can move things forward, we can break down some of the traditional silos. And so if people walked away with, you know, anything, I think it would be, let's think outside the box. We probably have some common challenges that we're trying to develop a solution for. And so, you know, let's maybe have some of those discussions and be willing to do things in a non-traditional way and in a quick way with kind of a different, I'd say, level of energy.
Sandy, I know your organization has been putting together a report on the state of women leadership in Milwaukee, namely women serving on corporate boards and such. The report's not due out for a little while, but can you give us a sense for, you know, maybe a general sense for where things are?
Well, yes, since 2003, Milwaukee Women, Inc. has done annual research on primarily measuring women on boards, public boards. We've done some other areas, but that's really one indicator. It's something that we can track over the years. We are seeing some progress, and we'll continue to see that. It'll be released in mid-October. We will see some growth and reason for optimism, and that's something we can look forward to.
Alicia, it must be exciting even for someone who's not physically building this arena to see it going up, you know, and changing a little bit every day.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, I am over there probably once a week, and the speed at which this arena is being built, and Angie will talk a little bit about that tonight. Angie is one of our project managers from Mortenson Construction. It will be one of the fastest built NBA venues ever. It's so exciting, and being able to imagine. And so the Sports Science Center, Friedrich Medical College, Wisconsin Sports Science Center, you know, just opened this summer, which was also, you know, built at what seems to be the speed of light. And once you're in it, and seeing the sophistication and the thought that went into it is incredible. And knowing that we will be bringing that to, you know, the greater Milwaukee community and the state is also really great. You know, we are led by very innovative, forward-thinking leader in Peter Fagan, and he has really left no stone unturned. So in terms of, you know, the acoustics of the new arena, the fan experiences, how you're going to feel walking in, the vibe, the energy, it will be like something, you know, that we've never experienced here before. And having that Sports Science Center open a year before the arena, knowing what we were talking about there, and so knowing what's to come is absolutely awesome and exciting.
Is your office going to be in the new arena?
My office is not going to be in the new arena, but some
so it's not quite that exciting.
No, not quite that exciting. But some of our staff will be relocating there, which will be, you know, terrific and obviously very efficient as well.
Well, thank you to both of you. Best of luck as the project moves forward and with the Thursday night event.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Alicia Dupes is the Vice President of Corporate Social Responsibility for the Milwaukee Bucks. Sandy Wysocki is the Board Chair of Milwaukee Women Incorporated, and she is the Chief Development Officer for the United Performing Arts Fund. The Partners in Innovation panel they talked about begins at 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Miller High Life Theater. That's the building formerly known as the Milwaukee Theater. You'll find a link to more at WUWM.com.